Hi, I'm Chris Shattuck. I'm hosting this sportsman broadcast that Jeremy Jackson usually does, and we're here at NATA. This year, I've got Jason Cates. He's the chair for the Secondary Schools Athletic Training Committee for District 6. How you doing, Jason?
Doing great. Thanks for having
me. Why don't you tell us a little about your position as Secondary Schools Athletic Training Committee chair, kind of what y'all do when y'all get together, and we'll start there.
Sounds good. Very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to serve our membership on the NATA Secondary Schools Committee. Like you mentioned, I am the District 6 rep for the NATA Secondary Schools Athletic Training Committee. Our focus is on the secondary school athletic trainer. Anything that pertains to that specialized position, making sure that we are the voice of that specialized section of our profession, from jobs, promoting the profession in that sector, what unique things we need to know about that sector, best practices, improving positions, adding positions, all those things we advocate daily and work daily to better and get better production out of the secondary school sector.
Okay, so being chair on the SWATA committee, that puts you on the committee for NATA. Are there policies that you guys make there to help improve or recommend to the board of directors to help improve the athletic training at the secondary school level?
We do. We make recommendations to the board. One, the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is the appropriate medical coverage. That has not been touched since 2003. And so currently we're working with the College University Committee, and we're also working with COPA to look at these and go back and readdress some of the things that we initially did with that position statement and update it. One of the big things is junior high, middle school coverage. We're seeing more and more studies come out, issues with that specific population, demographic of athlete. The NATA and the districts and the directors, their push is, we want to take care of all active people. So those younger athletes are definitely falling into our vision. We're seeing injuries there that if we can help get a hold of and rehabilitate properly, or what all athletic trainers do, prevent from the get-go, it makes it better for the high school level, which then makes it better for the college level, which then makes it better for the professional level, and it gives a better quality of life. So that's one of the big things that we're working on right now. The other big task that we have right now is the transition to practice. And so we have new grads that are entering their first job ever into the secondary school market. We're having some OPs, old professionals, that maybe, they've gone from a college university setting. They're coming down to the secondary school setting for the first time. The clinical outreach athletic trainer that now has gotten a full-time school-based employee model. And so what is that transition to practice? How can we help you? And so with the secondary schools committee, we have volumes and volumes and volumes of publications that we've put together that have been peer-reviewed, have come out, white paper statements that are all housed on the NATA website under the secondary schools committee tab and are available for use to any of our members, free of charge.
Right, and I've used those. I've used those before. Even when we were trying to make some improvements to our school, the secondary schools improvement. What is it called? Improvement guide, right, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that was done several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of great information in there. And in fact, I did Jeremy's show several months ago, and I brought him a copy because we were talking a similar situation, and he didn't even know that was on there. So. I encourage everybody to go there and look at the resources that are on the NATA website that the secondary schools committee has been working hard to help you out.
Exactly.
And you mentioned junior high athletic trainers. We're in our school district are making a push right now, and I know that things don't happen overnight, and I'm expecting hopefully and within 3 years we'll have those positions at our junior highs. Do you have, or do y'all talk about the difficulties of maybe overcoming adding a new position that, you know, the school board's going to have to, if say we have four junior highs, you know, advice for athletic trainers out there trying to do the same thing on adding, you know, more than one position to a school district?
Correct. And we know that that's a challenge across the board, not only in D6, but all 10 districts. The need is there, but we have to find the way. It is important to some administrations. They have already started taking the lead in that. We're seeing it. But how do we go about getting everybody on board with that? I'm very, very privileged in my work setting. We just hired our fifth athletic trainer full-time through the school district, and that's what they're going to do. Their job setting is going to be to manage our junior high, our middle school athletes.
That's great.
And be able to give them dedicated coverage, just like the varsity football team gets.
So how many athletic periods do your junior highs?
They're all day long.
All day long, okay.
So we have three girls athletics is first through third. Boys athletics is fifth through seventh.
Well, that's good. And that's definitely beneficial. I know in our situation it's we have first and last period of the day is athletics. So, you know, our challenge is what are we going to do with that person in the middle of the day? And we've been just trying to brainstorm, or, you know, we have some administration that's on board with us, and we just want to get all our ducks in a row before it's really mm-hmm. presented. I know you guys are working towards identifying all high schools or secondary schools in the state or in the nation, really, that have athletic trainers. And why don't you explain a little bit about that project?
That has been going on since Baltimore last year. So this time last year when we were Baltimore, the Atlas project was rolled out. And so Atlas stands for Athletic Training, Location, and Services. Catchy little phrase. It is a joint collaboration between the NATA and Corey Stringer Institute. Anyone that I have offended and bombarded with emails, phone calls, social media, I apologize on the front end with this, but this is a huge endeavor. And so we were tasked coming out of Baltimore last year by all the district directors to get our districts mapped, 100% mapped. And so what we were trying to do there was identify every public and private school that participates in interscholastic athletics. And so from there, then we want to know how many of those schools have athletic training services. And so what the kind of the number is the 30 hours a week at that one school.
Okay.
And so how many athletic trainers are spending at least 30 hours a week dedicated coverage at that school? And so we came up with that because that is technically what is a full-time employee. You know, most people think 40 hours a week, well, everyone is supposed to get breaks and a lunch to round out to 40, but your on-the-clock time is 30 hours a week. That doesn't happen in athletic trainers. We've got that by Tuesday morning.
Yeah, right.
But 30 hours was our obligatory number. And so with that, we are trying to, number one, map all the high schools, public and private, across the country.
And I know that you had, I think D6 was one of the ones that had the fewest. So y'all had your work cut out for you. I know right. that you and your committee have been working hard. I've been keeping up with that. And if anybody hasn't done that, or they want to check and make sure that they are on that, how can they do that?
So you easiest way to do it is just go to the Corey Stringer website. As soon as you pull that up, the very first thing that you're going to see is the Atlas banner.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the Atlas banner, and then you can see the disclaimers of what this is, why we're doing it, and give yourself some information if you're not really aware of what it is. Then you can scroll down and you see a blue box, and it has all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Just click on your state and it pulls up. And the very first thing that you'll see is you will see a Z map of all the schools. And so we're in the process right now of eliminating all of the black dots.
Okay.
And so in D6, the state of Arkansas, we know.
You in Arkansas, you're 100% mapped?
We're 100% mapped
okay.
in Arkansas.
All the black dots are gone.
All the black dots are gone in Arkansas. We are 364 schools away from being completely mapped in the state of Texas. And so that's huge. Lots of hard work by lots of dedicated people. In December of 2016, we were well over 1,000. In February, we were at right about 900. In April, we were still at 600, and coming into NATA to be able to say that we're down to 364 schools out of 1,244 schools in the state of Texas is all we have left. Unbelievable progress has been made. But going into SWATA, I would love to go into SWATA in July and say that Texas is 100% mapped.
And I hope you do. Are you having trouble with the schools in the city, or is it the schools that are the rural areas?
It's the rural area. And so Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're good. Houston area, we're good. San Antonio area, we're good. It's once we kind of get out into West Texas, North Texas, rural areas, it's where we're having a hard time really pinpointing. And so what we're, you know, every school in the country has been called. Corey Stringer did that. They spent a year and they called every school in the country and asked these questions. But with that, what we're trying to do now to validate this information is we need to know, does this school exist at this address? They do have athletics. Do they have an athletic trainer? Do they not have an athletic trainer?
Now, what are they going to do with this data? Why is it so important?
We're using this data in so many different ways. And so what we're trying to do is we are trying to validate the NATA benchmark study that was done in 2014. And at that time, there has been a number that has been thrown around that there's 39% of the high schools in the country have athletic training services. 44% of the high schools in the country have athletic training services. We are 92% mapped with the Atlas study right now across the nation. And without even being 100% mapped, we can say we have the data that 62% of public schools and private schools, all high schools in the country, have athletic training services.
Well, that's definitely a different number than what we've been told for several years.
Huge number. Yep. And now when you start looking at negligence and liability, now we can say that the majority of the schools have athletic trainers. And so those schools that don't have athletic trainers are now not servicing the athletic health care needs of their students. And so that is huge. In Arkansas, we had a little deal this past year. Some people may have heard about it, may not. House Bill 1040. It was a direct attack on athletic trainers in our state and our ability to practice. With a simple phone call to Rob Huggins, and we were still in the process of extrapolating the data. We were not 100% mapped at that time, but I needed the data that we had. Within 2 hours, he gave me the data. I was able to run down to our state capitol, have a meeting with two or three of our legislators, show them the data, and what we were able to prove was it's not the athletic trainers that are going to be affected. It's tens of thousands of student athletes that are going to be affected.
Sure. Yeah.
And each one of those student athletes have parents. So you add them into the mix, and they're the ones voting, and they're the ones that are putting these people in office. Well, all of a sudden, we were able to speak to their demographic.
Sure.
And almost overnight, House Bill 1040 went away.
That's good. And I'm so glad that happened.
So these numbers, I mean, numbers don't lie. And I know a lot of people say that you can make numbers however you want to make them. But this is quantified, validated data that we are able to use in a multitude of ways. And
right.
So those athletic trainers that are saying, I need more help. I need shorter hours. I need more product. I need this, that. These position statements are coming out. I need to be able to provide this care for my student athletes. Now all of a sudden we can break it down to the athletic trainers in your conference. And this is what they have versus what you don't have, and be able to take that to the school board.
Sure, that would be great information to have, especially if you're trying to add a position or you feel like you don't have as great of situation that you want to improve. Anything else you'd like to add on the Atlas project?
We just need everybody to please take the survey. We're in the process of mapping and getting the mapping done in the state, but then to know each school and their staff or where you're at and what you have. This is not Big Brother's watching you, whatever or whatsoever. This is, we just need to know who's where. And so as you may change jobs, you may go from a 2A school to a 4A school, and you've moved and things like that. You may have added staff. We need to know that information so that we can access that. When you do the survey, if you want your information to be shared, you can share it. If you want your information to be private, click on My Information is Private, and it doesn't, and it's not shared. But now all of a sudden, if we're going out to go play in a showcase in Colorado and I'm sending my kids out there and I've got two kids with an ankle sprain and I'm going to send tape, I can call that school in Colorado because that information is there. And vice versa, if a kid gets hurt, that athletic trainer can now look me up on Atlas and call me and say, hey, your kids were out here, had them at a camp, sending them back.
You just have to make sure that information stays updated. If you move or change jobs, make sure you go back on there.
And one of the big things, and I think this is huge, is now when you redo your certification, the BOC, if you click that you are a secondary school athletic trainer, you work in a secondary school setting or clinical outreach setting, the very next thing that's going to happen is you're going to have a drop-down menu. Have you completed the Atlas survey?
Oh,
very
good.
So it'll be a reminder. And so that's huge for the BOC. So thankful for the BOC for doing that for us. And that only validates even more that this is a big thing. It's a big thing to our membership, to our organizations, to our administration, to be able to have that information and be able to make sure that we are at least on a every two-year role. We'd love to have it yearly, but we're all busy. We all have good intentions, but we also have a lot on our plate.
Sure.
But at least every 2 years when you're re-upping your certification, that drops down and you can update that, and then we can continue to help this thing be a working, living, breathing document that helps us.
Right, absolutely. I wanted to kind of ask you about your Safe Sports School Award. I know SWATA has recently approved some grants that might help some people out. And if people are out there that don't know what the Safe Sports School Award, can you explain that to us? And
absolutely.
Maybe...
And so Safe Sports School Award, this is something that's been around within ATA for a few years now. Came out in 2013, was the first year that a lot of the awards started rolling out. And this is a way to acknowledge school districts that are going above and beyond, and that they are putting athletic health care at the forefront of their student athletes. And so it's a simple process, doesn't take long to apply for it, but there is an application process. And so you go through and you list the different things that it asks, that you have an emergency action plan, that you have a physician direction, athletic trainers employed, what's your concussion policy, heat illness policy, you know, that these things are in place. And then there is a small fee, $125, I believe, $150 for the initial application process. And if that is a problem for some schools, then SWATA, as the SWATA board, so thankful to them, they have stepped up to the plate. And so starting this fall, and we will unveil this at SWATA, we are now going to have a grant application process. And so if funding truly is an issue for some school districts, but you are deserving and you need this award, we want to award you. And we want people to know that you are a safe sports school. This is huge, huge public. To get it out into the public, to let the public know that you have an athletic trainer there, that the NATA is acknowledging you for having the best practice and following the best practice models. Chamber of Commerce, you know, all the stakeholders in your community, for them to know that is huge. So then when you're looking to add positions, improve positions, do things, you're able to get this information out and people know about you. And they're wanting to know how can we help. And so it's great. So more to come about the grant application process.
Okay.
We have, as of coming into this meeting, we have 66 schools in D6 that are safe sports schools.
Okay.
Way, way, way. I know that there are way more schools that are deserving of this award.
Sure, absolutely.
And we have to help them find a way to get this award. And so if it's through a grant process, let's help get some money for those school districts. If it's you just don't know about it, or how do I go about it, or I don't think I have time to fill out the application, let's get those disclaimers out there. Let's give you the facts about it so we can find a way to help you get it. Because you deserve it.
It is. It's good public relations for your program, for your school district. I know we're one of the safe sports schools, and as soon as I get that information that we had achieved that, I guess there's two levels. Mm-hmm. First team state sports school award. I sent that over to our communications department. Of course, they're going to submit it to the newspapers. Right. To everybody, exactly. Facebook, all their social media accounts, to say, hey, this is what, Pearland ISD is doing. Mm-hmm. This is it's a safe environment. We have athletic trainers that are taking care of these kids, and they can go and research that safe sports and see what it all entails. And I think the initiative you took to ask for grants for that, for schools that may not have the funding for the $150, I think it's great. And all the work you're doing in the secondary schools community, I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everything that you do to support us. And from the board, we appreciate it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
NATA has been great. Hope everybody has had fun while they've been here in D6. We've tried to roll out the red carpet and make it the best it's ever been. And that's what we do in D6. So hope everybody's having a great time. Look forward to seeing everybody in San Marcos. That's going to be another great meeting. We're going to have so much more information that's coming out of NATA in a month from now at our district meeting. And so look forward to seeing everybody there, and be involved. Get involved on a committee, volunteer. If you don't know how, don't know what to do, reach out, find somebody, ask questions, get on the volunteer list.
Sure. That would be the number one thing, is make sure you're on the volunteer list. And now SWAT is going to require that everybody have an MPI number. So yes. Get your MPI number, yes. Be on the volunteer list, and just meet people. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you to ask some questions about secondary schools, or had more questions about maybe volunteering, how can they do that?
CabotPublicSchools.org. Click on Panther Pride. We are the Panthers. Panther Pride is our athletic tab on that page. Takes you right to my email and my contact information. That's the easiest way to do it.
Very good. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.